There's new life in the cards for the long-dormant Tobin Packing Company grounds in West Albany. Under the auspices of the City of Albany and the Town of Colony, the old First Prize Center on West Albany's Exchange Street is coming closer to development as a mixed-use facility with residential and commercial activity. Over the last four decades, there have, from time to time, been interests in the land. In 2014, the Tobin site was scouted by a developer as a prime place for a gambling casino, which eventually ended up in Schenectady. Former Albany Common Councilor Ron Bailey said he believed the site's past as an economic driver for his Third Ward neighborhood could be resurrected.
I remember as a young man growing up that a lot of people from my community used to work at Tobin First Prize. And when I looked at the drawings and what they want to put there, the first thing I looked at is jobs for the people in my community.
In 2018, Saratoga Springs-based developer Rich Bell Capital bought the property for $4 million. Sean McGuire is the Town of Colony's Planning and Economic Development Department Director.
What we're working on right now with the project owner is the initial phases to getting that property redeveloped. They've applied for their initial demolition permits for the first couple of buildings on the site, and expect by the end of 2022 to have all the buildings down and ready for a full-scale redevelopment there on the site. This is a pretty unique project here in the Capital Region because it does involve both the Town of Colony and the City of Albany in our cooperation to get the site redeveloped. The city line and the town line runs through the site. Not exactly straight through, and it twists and turns along the way, but it does sit in both municipalities. So in order for us to create a streamlined approach to the site's redevelopment, the city and the town did make some changes to their respective codes to create a redevelopment district here on Exchange Street.
McGuire points out that Albany and Colony signed municipal agreements to cooperate on the project.
Our expectation is that the first buildings will be up in, a matter of a couple of years. We're looking at having the site fully cleared of the existing building by the end of 2022. And so, I think everybody's hope here is that the site plan will be in place at the time that the site is ready for development, so that way we have a seamless transition from a demolition phase into a construction phase. As for overall timing, in some ways I think the market and what the market demands are for space is going to dictate some of that. Certainly that mixed-use development is a key part, key catalyst part to getting this project up and running. But as for the rest of it, it may take, a few years to fully realize, what a master plan will look like at the end of the day.
McGuire says possible snags involving cleanup of an older building, like possible lead issues or ground contamination, are being looked into and will be dealt with as part of a comprehensive development plan. And in the end, the finished project will add to the tax rolls of the two municipalities.
I think more important, certainly for me, is and my role here in planning and economic development for the town, is the impact on the neighborhood too. That really for 40 years has had this building looming over it. So I think I'm really excited for what the residents of West Albany are going to see, and especially along Exchange Street with the removal of Tobin's and its redevelopment and rebirth as a brand new site.
Some activity at the site is already taking place. Nearly 400,000 square feet of existing building space has to be demolished before the initial construction phase of 150,000 square feet of mixed-use space can begin. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.